Hi. I'm sorry about that.
Hey, what's up? Yeah.
All right. Let me... I'm resending you over the way it worked, the thing, the pay rate. And then I am going to send you the information for HR. This is what I sent you before. And then HR coordinator.
So basically you're saying the only way that I would get more is if you guys get more from Medicaid.
Yeah, exactly.
And how does that usually happen?
Well, it usually it takes a long time. Like I said, we haven't gotten an increase in over 5 years. So, and they're saying that it's supposed to come through this year, but it's got to go through, like, the state legislature to increase that. So I am sending you over the info for Arleta, 7267.
Do you guys operate in New York City outside of, like,
We do. We do. I mean, it's not Family First. In New York, our agency is called Eagle Home Care.
So let's say I move to New York in the next few months.
Yeah, you would need to be certified in New York. So give me a call because our agency in New York does provide the certification program. So if you do move, keep me posted, and I will hook you up with Eagle Home Care. They're in the same office as me, so just let me know when you want them to send you the details, okay?
All right, great. So that's kind of my plan is I'm trying to...
Okay.
That's why I'm trying to make a...
Yeah, and New York pays much more than Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
But it also costs a lot more to live in.
Basically, I'm doing this for the pay stubs so that when I apply for my apartment in New York, they're like, oh, okay, you've been making this much money for this amount of time. That's the only reason I'm really doing this is so I can have a nice pay stub for apartment applications. So.
All right. So I just sent you over the HR's phone number so you can give her a call and she can explain to you the breakdown and everything. Can I ask you, was it Kim that you were talking to about the pay rates? Because he's not family,
Kim?
First of all. Yeah.
Yeah, he's not family first.
I know. I mean, he's not family. He's not family. He did work for Family First.
But he's not really family.
Right.
Oh. Yeah, he was just complaining about his tenure working as a home health aide, but he's also older himself, so it's more like he's too old to, like, do much.
I'm just trying to...
But we'll say, though, the only thing I will say, like, that I have an issue with is, like, lifting him by myself is a lot. It's, like, doable, but it's risky. You know what I'm saying? Like, lifting him out of the bed... not really something I want to do without someone else just to
lifting him into his
chair so that because like when I'm you know sometimes he wants to do stuff for himself like wash himself but like I know that that's not practical and just to
is
like,
he not able he's not able to help with the lift like it's you're physically picking him up and carrying him and putting him into the chair. Or is it, like, more of a lift
and
pivot?
It's more of a lift and pivot, but he has one leg, so it's, like...
Yeah,
It's a lot more difficult than, like...
Okay, so I'm
going to
see if Nina can maybe just give you some tips on assisting with the lift portion of it and how to actually lift.
I know that if I put a sheet... If I get hit, like a certain sheet, like a lift sheet under him, then I can just rotate the sheet.
Yeah.
It just has to be done at some point. But yeah, that's the only thing. Other than that, you know, it's pretty standard home care stuff.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So reach out to him. I mean, to Arleta, and she'll explain it. And I sent you over the breakdown. And I can tell you right now, I'm looking at the pay rate for the old caregiver, and it's the same that you are at. No different. So
right.
I'm just saying, like, I'm not trying to take advantage of you in any way.
I never thought that.
Yeah.
I just.
I know I feel bad. I mean, I don't want anybody to think that I'm not doing the best I can for you, because
no,
I know you're on my team, Sarah.
I don't want you to. That last conversation we had a couple months ago, I was pretty heated, and I don't want you.
I don't want to have a rapport like that with you moving forward. No, I know.
But I'm over it.
I'm not worrying about it. Yeah. Don't even stress it, because believe me, I get frustrated too. I know. But, so I'm going to talk to Nina and see if she can give you some pointers. And even the other overnight caregiver, he's very small, but he's very strong. And he's worked with very tall people before in the past. So that's the only reason why, because I know they don't like, they wanted like a bigger guy to do it, but he's very experienced, so, and I'm sure he can also assist you in how to do the lifts better for you. So I'm going to make sure that we're all on the same team and everyone's helping each other to figure out the best plan of care for him, okay?
Okay, cool.
All right, Tay, I appreciate you. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.
All right, bye-bye.